Kaya Biz.
Alan Gray helping you secure your future. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. While we're well aware that the COVID-19 pandemic and the subsequent lockdowns have put many a household under financial strain, right? And saving has become more of a conflicting priority. But in a world where it's quite important and critical to save for your long-term goals and objectives, primarily if you do think about your retirement, there are ways within which we can do this effectively by taking full advantage of the tax benefits that might be available to us through retirement products and tax-free investments. To help us unpack more on this conversation, we join on the line by Carrie Norden, Senior Tax Specialist at Alan Gray, to tell us how best we can make the most of tax benefits. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Fantastic. Carrie, when we think about tax, usually it sends shivers down our spine, right? Because we think, oh, a slight portion of my hard-earned income that has to go away. But there's an interesting way to actually make use of great retirement tools and investment products to effectively use or plan for your tax in an appropriate manner. Help us understand not only why is this important, but I guess some of the methods that we can also consider.
So, there's a number of aspects that you should consider when formulating a financial plan, and tax efficiency is definitely a very important consideration, especially at this time of the year when the tax year is drawing to a close. The government's put a number of tax incentives in place to encourage us to save, but it's important to remember that many of these are annual tax benefits, so you lose them if you don't use them in time. So if you do have any additional cash to spare, it's really worthwhile considering taking full advantage of these tax incentives before the end of the tax year.
Yeah, and that's quite important because, as you say, these are annual tax benefits. So it's important that you actually incorporate it into your financial plan, because if you forget, then I guess just like a ship in the night, it's sailed and you've lost out on that opportunity.
Yeah, it's very easy to wake up and then you realize you've missed the cutoff for the tax year, and then you've got to wait a whole nother year to benefit. So it's very important to be aware of products like retirement funds and tax-free investments that can provide you with such great savings vehicles and also tax savings.
Mm. So let's take a look at some of those tax benefits that are involved, especially when it comes to saving for your retirement. And let's start off by saving with using a retirement annuity firstly.
So a retirement annuity is a really great way to save for retirement while saving tax at the same time. And there are a number of benefits. So you contribute with pre-tax money, which means your contributions are tax deductible. So you pay less tax now. And while invested in the product, you also pay no tax on interest, dividends, or capital gains. And one day when you pass away, a retirement annuity doesn't form part of your estate, except excess contributions that you utilize, like to get a tax benefit on death if your beneficiaries take a cash lump sum. But so there's also even estate duty advantages.
Help us unpack these just a little bit more, because I am assuming that with the help of a certified financial planner or investment professional, then there are ways of actually understanding the full benefits that one can actually attain from these tax incentives or tax benefits that exist.
Yes, so another great product, as mentioned, is a tax-free investment product.
Yes.
And in that product, it's a discretionary product, so it's not a retirement savings vehicle, but you also do not pay tax on interest, dividends, or capital gains. These products are also not as restrictive as retirement products, given that you can access your investment at any point in time. However, your contributions are made with post-tax money, which means they are non-tax deductible contributions, but your tax-free investment does form part of your estate. So there's a slight difference there for what it is estate duty purposes when you eventually pass away.
Mm. And that's quite important as well for us to be mindful of. And that speaks to estate planning, which we know is a whole nother conversation that we need to have to make sure that there's effective planning there. What I'm keen to also understand, Carrie, is naturally, as there are certain tax benefits, but we're well aware that there might be some limitations in terms of the financial contribution you can make to fully reap that kind of tax benefit that you might qualify for. Help us understand those limitations that we do need to be cognizant of, specifically for both RAs as well as tax-free savings accounts.
Yeah, so this is a very important consideration because of both products, there are restrictions that you need to be aware of, and you need to be comfortable to live with these before investing in the products. So with a retirement annuity, your annual tax deduction is not unlimited. It's capped at 27.5% of the higher of your taxable income or remuneration. Okay. And there's a higher limit of $350,000 per year. That doesn't mean you can't contribute more than that. Any excess, you can contribute. Your benefit will just keep growing over year on year until you utilize it. Even up until your death, you can reap the benefits. However, you can't withdraw from a retirement annuity before retirement age, and that's quite an important consideration for a lot of people, except in very certain circumstances, such as if you leave the country, but then you have to tell SARS, I'm actually ceasing to be tax resident in order to withdraw. Mm. And when you retire, you can only access up to a third of your investment in cash, and then you have to choose an income-providing vehicle, such as a living annuity or a guaranteed life annuity. With a tax-free investment, you can only invest you can only invest $36,000 per tax year, yes, up to a lifetime limit of $500,000. And this applies across providers. So you can have more than one tax-free investment, but the limit still applies to you per tax year. And amounts that you withdraw during the tax year, you can't recontribute. So, for example, I contribute my $36,000, then I withdraw $20,000. I can't go recontribute that $20,000 because I've effectively already contributed my $36,000. Mm. So, like, looking at both these benefits and these restrictions, we often ask which one is best. And we have to acknowledge that retirement funds and tax-free investments, they fulfill different objectives. So it might not be an either-or decision, but it could be a question of using both for different needs. Yeah. For example, a tax-free investment, free of capital gains tax, is an excellent vehicle for saving for the child's education, for example. But from a retirement savings perspective, in most cases, RAs, retirement funds, they offer the best tax deal, but then you're going to have to be comfortable that you can live with the legal restrictions that are imposed on it, for example, you can't make pre-retirement withdrawals. Mm.
And that's true because, as you say, understanding the role that both these kind of investment vehicles can actually serve in achieving and fulfilling your goals, but also, I guess, the underlying assets that they tend to invest in, right? And that's important for us to also bear in mind, specifically when it comes to investing in tax-free savings accounts.
Yes. So there are prescriptive legislative limits when choosing the underlying investment or the unit trust fund for both these products. In an RA, Regulation 28 of the Pension Fund Act restricts how much you can invest in certain investments or asset types. And with the tax-free investment, legislation dictates that you can only invest in unit trust funds that charge a fixed fee. I forgot to mention previously, with a tax-free investment, it's very important to be aware that if you go over your thirty-six thousand. If you go over that amount, then you will pay a tax penalty of 40% on any excess that you over-contribute. And that applies on assessment when you file your tax return. So you need to keep track of how much you're contributing to tax-free investments each tax year.
Very important for us to remember that and being mindful as well of what this does mean. What something else that we need to be cognizant of is, of course, the cutoff dates, right? Many of us might be thinking, oh, well, I still have time before the end of Feb, but Feb starts next week, if I'm not mistaken. So which dates do we need to be cognizant of just as a reminder as to when we can make these contributions into the various retirement savings or tax-free savings investment vehicles?
Yes, so for Allan Gray clients, for this tax, for the 2021-2022 tax year, your instruction has to be submitted and your money must reflect in our bank account by 2 o'clock on the 25th of February. And this deadline applies to all payment methods, so electronic fund transfers, and electronic collection. So it's important to note because sometimes your bank's processing timelines for payments can come. Sometimes take up to 2 to 3 days to reflect in our bank account. So try plan ahead if you can, if you do intend to make a contribution and get it in time for the end of the tax year.
Carrie, a slightly unfair question, but I think really speaks to the reality on the ground, is that in the last 2 years, many South Africans either saw themselves being retrenched or seeing their salaries being reduced, and perhaps might even continue to struggle to make contributions to their retirement savings. If that's the case, clearly there aren't any tax benefits that they can take full advantage of, but how best should they consider their options to keep going in maintaining their retirement savings contributions?
I would say if you're struggling, like, you can, reduce your contributions, but still try contribute something, because often, if you don't have a debit order running, you might not save that money otherwise. So in every little bit helps, and there are always tax advantages, because if you're not earning a taxable income now, which you can offset your retirement fund contributions to, which will make a big difference to you, that benefit does carry over. So you will be able to use it eventually. So don't let that deter you. But just every little bit does help. Obviously there's a benefit of compounding. Earlier you start, the better. And the earlier you can make use of the tax-free savings lifetime limits, the better.
At the eighth wonder of the world, that is, right? Compound interest. Another brief one. We often tend to forget that these tax-free savings accounts as well are not just limited to and accessible to working adults, but that we can also capitalize on these, I guess, for the benefit of minors, children, who can actually also start their investment journey using these tools.
Yes, it's one of the great benefits, and we see that many of these tax-free investments are opened by parents in the name of their children, to start saving for their children and future, that's a really great product to use for that purpose.
Indeed. Definitely one that we all need to consider and take full advantage of, Carrie. As you mentioned, there are certain limitations. 500,000 is the lifetime limit, if I'm not mistaken, and 36,000 Rand per annum, as Carrie has highlighted, that you are allowed to contribute specifically to a tax-free savings account. But do make sure that you take full advantage of the tax benefits that you can make use of, especially when it comes to beefing up your retirement savings. Truth is, no one likes to talk about getting old, but we all want to get old with enough money to get by, right? And maybe it's not about being old, but rather exercising the options and the flexibility of choice that you might have, as long as you have the adequate financial resources to do so. Carrie, thank you so much for your time this evening. Really appreciate the feedback you've given us. That's Senior Tax Specialist at Allan Gray, Carrie Norden, who's joined us today. Helping You Secure Your Future was brought to you by Allan Gray. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.